In continuing his discussion on the body and the many various aspects of Christian life within the body, Paul moves from gifts of the Spirit to parts of the body. If the ear should say, "Because I am not an eye, I don't belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. If you don't read in church aloud in front of everybody, that doesn't make you any less part of the church. If you don't sit and listen to the sermon, as the preacher might not, that doesn't make you any less a part of the church. The church is combined of all believers. The most important part is the head, because the head is Christ. And the head feels everything that the body feels. Everyone suffers together. Everyone rejoices together. If the head does not feel what the body feels, there's a miscommunication going on and something is not right. You stub your toe and the head feels the pain. The reactions in the foot, in the hands, the whole body, clutching that painful toe. Christ, the head of the church, feels with you. You're listening to Oratio, part of your morning drive for the soul, here on Worldwide KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.